Tomas Enriquez is assistant professor of music and director of Buff State's Digital Music Ensemble. The device he created, called the Sonic Spring, is a slinky-like digital accordion. Since 2007, Enriquez has been creating new musical instruments, and he's also written his own digital music.
And I set out to actually to create an instrument that would use force feedback in a very strong way. There's quite a bit of criticism in the area of in the creation of new electronic instruments, and that criticism is the fact that many of them don't really allow for a strong connection with the user, with the musician. So my goal was to use something very simple, a spring, that because you have to pull it and push, and you really sense the force that you have to exert to make it move. So that was like the premise of this new invention. And the original idea was actually to build an electronic accordion. The transition to make it work as a device that can be used for physical and cognitive therapy came from the fact that I quickly realized that a lot of sensory information was at work. So I had the fact that I have someone that can pull and push the spring and twist it and bend it and manipulate it in 3D space, and have that information to be mapped in real time to audio and to video, that will really create a unique type of device where all of this information can be managed simultaneously.
So tell us, for example, who you're able to help that perhaps has a hearing disorder or a speech disorder or other physical issues.
Yeah, in the area of speech therapy, people with problems with fluency and voice and stuff like that, they can use recorded sounds and use the spring to browse through those sounds and to be able to really listen to all the nuances that the sounds have, because you can slow down and speed up the recorded audio, and you can shift the pitch into the low register or high register. So all of these manipulations make the device to be really a great tool to work in the area of speech therapy.
And you've received a patent for this from SUNY Research, correct?
Yes, the SUNY Research Foundation is very interested in the device, and right now I'm working with the Center for Excellence in Bioinformatics, and we are trying to put a team of experts in the area of physical therapy and cognitive therapy to come up with a group of exercises so that we can really validate the device and go ahead and try to market it.
What made you create something like this?
Like I said previously, the original idea was to create a digital accordion or a digital concertina and to use the motion of the pulling and squeezing the spring as if it were the bellows of a concertina. Simultaneously, the other idea was to use this device as a sound processing, as a real-time sound processor, which, as we try to develop a device for physical and cognitive therapy, a lot of people that have been looking at the device say that there is also potential market for it to be used as a game controller for video games, because it gives you kinesthetic feedback. I mean, the person that manipulates it really has a strong sense of being connected to the device. So, but originally it was invented to be a new digital instrument.
It also may be used for memory loss, to help in memory loss?
Yes. People with early Alzheimer's and people that go through some type of cognitive disorder that involves memory loss and other cognitive disorders, we have found that a lot of exercises can be developed that can help not only try to recover that memory loss or try to slow down any type of cognitive disorder that is slowly creeping up and so on and so forth. So by working with sound, by working with music, by linking sound and music to video and images, and by linking those dimensions, sensory dimensions, to force and to manipulation of device in space, we are hoping to really create some unique exercises that go way beyond what is available now. I mean, you can go and buy the software Lumosity and stuff like that, happen. But that type of solution lacks in terms of the interactivity that the user has with the device. So, and there's plenty of research that shows that the more sensory information that, that our brain deals with simultaneously, the better results you have in terms of recovering cognitive losses in terms of your abilities and stuff like that.
Well, Tomas, thank you so much for coming into our studios.
Thank you very much, and thank you again for the opportunity.